God is our Father. Just God our Father. I was having an awful time yesterday just coming up with something, and so I just gave it to the Lord and walked away and went and started doing my thing, and this whole week nothing has come to me. But we have gone through the gamut of emotions this week, from high to low and everywhere in between. And he just reminded me that through all of that, he was still my Father. And he loves us that much. He wants to be a father to us. And, you know, as I thought back to my life and how when I had a problem, I went to Dad. Because Dad could fix it. Jamie still comes to me when she needs something fixed. And we go to our Father, God, when we need something fixed. And Psalm 68, verses 5 and 6, says he's a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads forth the prisoners with singing. So he's our Father. There's a lot of different verses that talk about him being our fathers. I'm going to just not going to really share a lot of that today, but I want to share some of the things that that we went through this week, and just to show you God is there for you all the time, every day. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you that you love us, that you are our Father. Lord, that you care about what happens to us every day, and that you're with us to help us through the tough times. Lord, that you're with us when we're rejoicing, and you're with us when we're mourning. And Father, you've in fact said in your word for us to do that as well, to weep with those that weep, to rejoice with those that rejoice. And so, Father, we want to be that kind of a church, Father, that we share life with one another through the good and the bad. So, Father, as I bring the word today, Father, I ask that you will speak through me, but that I'll not get in your way. And Lord, give us ears to hear what you're saying to the church today. In Jesus' name, amen. One of the lows this week was Julie called me Wednesday evening. Actually, while I was with Brother Stan, she got an email from Sister Teresa from the Pointers. It says, "Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, good morning. Hope all are doing well. Wanted to ask you to put out this prayer request on your church's prayer list, but not please don't put it on public or social media. I'm asking for prayer for me, as well as Carl and our boys, Curtis and Justin. Last week, I had a biopsy come back as positive for breast cancer for me. Although this was unexpected, our faith remains strong in Jesus, knowing he is the author and finisher of our faith as always. We put our complete trust in him and his plans for our lives. May we glorify him through this journey. I'm holding tight to these scriptures, Philippians 4, 11 to 13. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, wherewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And then Romans 8:28, as we know, that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Teresa Pointer. So put Teresa on your prayer list and their family, and make it a point to pray for them every day. Just put them in your prayer journals and pray for them. As most of you know, it's a battle. Breast cancer is a battle. It's a time to go through, and so God will bring her through it. So we just count on that. In fact, let's just lift her up right now. Father, I thank you for Carl and Teresa, for what they're doing in service to you, Father, in the world. So I ask, Father, that your hand will move on her behalf. Lord, give her and the family peace. And Lord, heal her quickly. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as I said, we went through all of the gamuts from high to low. Roller coaster, up and down all week. So we were planning on Friday being the day that the baby came. So we were all looking forward to that. So Patsy had Colin and Chloe come over for supper on Tuesday night. So I called Stan. I said, I'm not going to be able to come Tuesday. I'll be down Thursday night. And so we had Chloe and Colin there and spent some time with them and just loving on them before they went into having the baby. She was so ready to go and was looking forward to Friday, even already on Tuesday. And we just had a blessed time with the family that night. And then Wednesday was Jamie's birthday. So we had the family again on Wednesday night together for her birthday, and she brought home Jets. It was a great evening. Jets pizza is one of our favorite pizzas, so she picks it up on her way home from Westerville and in Sunbury there, and comes on home with it. And so it was just a great night of enjoying family, and we just laughed so much together that night. It was just a fun night. I mean, we were just really enjoying. I was just enjoying the family, and we had such a great time. And it was awesome. And so then we got a text Thursday morning that Chloe's water broke. She's headed for the hospital. So again, we're just, wow, this is awesome. And so we're riding the high. Now, Wednesday evenings when I got this letter, I was sitting there talking with Stan. No, that was Thursday, wasn't it? It was when Julie called me Thursday evening when I got this then. But so Thursday morning we got up. Jesse and I went to work, and we began work, and we were painting. So him and I were just able to share all day and talk and communicate and enjoyed days like that, because it's easy to share. But we're just, again, as we were going through the day, Sister Shannon called Jesse and said, "Jess, Matt Roseberry passed away last night." And I thought, we just were in shock, because Jesse and Matt have been friends for their whole lives. Their family has been part of our family our whole lives. And here's a young man who's a father of a daughter that's 20 years old, and he's gone. Just so quick. We didn't know he was even sick. His mom called Patsy then on Saturday and said he had diagnosed with COPD at an early age, and just they figured complications from that probably. She just found him laying in the hallway of his home. His mom did, and it's so we went from a day of really high to a time of, wow, what's going on? But as I said, Patsy reminded me of this on Saturday then. Through it all, God was still our Father. We're able to cope because of who God is. And so we were working there on Thursday morning. That was Thursday morning that she called. And we're just going on with our day. And it was probably around 2:15. Jesse said, he said, "Let's just wrap it up and get out of here for the day." So we did. And just a little bit on the way home, he got the text, "The baby's arrived. Henry's here." So, you know, in the same day, you went from low to high and high to low, just roller coaster up and down this week. And through it all, God was still there. God was still there. And then on Saturday, Patsy finally, Mona called and talked with Patsy for quite a while, and Patsy just was able to minister to her and share with her, and through that call, then she asked, "Would I do the funeral?" So I've got that to look forward to as well this week. Matt, he went on vacations with us. Him and Jesse were in Cub Scouts together. He's been part of our family our whole lives. So we just want to share with their family this week. So keep us in prayer. Wednesday we'll be calling ours. Thursday we'll have the funeral. And then we're going to have a meal for the family here afterwards, just some time with the family. So keep us in prayer for that. A lot of you know the Roseberries, but they've just been part of our family for a long time. We just helped Mona and the kids so much after their divorce, and then they went on vacations with us. It was just that kind of a relationship. So it's how God takes care of us. He's with us through all of those things. He loves us that much. He's there for everything we do. And then the music this morning just fit right in with God as our Father. I want to take us now let's go to Philippians. I was actually where the Lord directed me to in the beginning of when I was starting to prepare Saturday morning and where I ended up when he finally did give me a message for the church, ended up in Philippians. And there's so much good stuff here in the church to Philippi. Philippi was one of the Macedonian churches, and Paul was talking to the church here. And in chapter 3 is where I want to begin. In verse 10, it says, "I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead." And then in that, on down in verse 14, he said, "So I press on toward the goal, to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." So Paul just presses on. He knows what he's doing with the church. He knows what the church is and the ups and downs in life of the church. And he said, "I press on toward the goal." And then on over in chapter 4, beginning with verse 4, we're going to look at several verses here now. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." I happen to think, so as they thought about that, as Jesse and I work so many times, we'll get things that come that, and we'll just stop and pray. Because he's been saying this for years. He said, worry is like a rocking chair. Gives you something to do, but it won't get you anywhere. So we've pretty much tried to quit worrying and let God have it. We've learned to give things to God when they come up. And so that's just the way we've been. That's why I love working with Jess, because it's just
It's just fun.
We have a good time at work. We have a good time with the Lord, and we get things done. But he, in everything it says, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. The neat thing about it is he'll take care of it because he's our Father. We can trust him. He's going to do it, you know. And you just know he will. And he says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. So it's important what we set our minds on, what we think about. And this just lines out what we are to think about. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out for Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. Not that I'm looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account. I have received full payment and even more. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And then verse 19 and 20, and my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. God is so good all the time. He's our Father. He knows what's best for us. There was a time in my life when I was a teenager that I thought I knew more than Dad did. But it didn't take me long to realize after I started having children that Dad was a pretty smart guy. He was a pretty smart fellow. And so our Father's pretty smart too. He knows what we need. And he tries to take care of that for us. So as you go this week, just remember God is your Father. I can thank the Lord because I had an awesome childhood. I had an awesome family, an awesome mom and dad. And so I've had a good example that way. I love, as a father, love having a family that walks with the Lord. That's probably been the most satisfying thing for Patsy and I in our whole life, is to see our children and grandchildren walk with the Lord. It's a great thing. So as we close up today, Matt and Jesse will be here with me. And we'll, if you had prayer or needs for anything, well, we'd love to pray with you. Just anything at all. And so let's sing our last song.